gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 6th, 2017. Welcome to Day 291.
We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries. But this isn't a guns situation. I mean, we could go into it, but it's a little bit soon to go into it. But fortunately, somebody else had a gun that was shooting in the opposite direction. Otherwise, it would have been as bad as it was. It would have been much worse.
Devin Patrick Kelly, a young white male, was dressed in all-black tactical-type gear and was wearing a ballistic vest when he opened fire on a church in Texas using a Ruger AR-556 semi-automatic rifle. He killed at least 26 people. Kelly passed a background check despite being discharged from the Air Force for bad conduct. He assaulted his wife and their child. CNN and the New York Times say the discharge did not show up as a prohibited offense on his background check. Despite this, Donald Trump says the church shooting is not a guns issue, it's a mental health issue.
This is a mental health problem at the highest level. It's a very, very sad event. These are great people and a very, very sad event, but that's the way I view it.
Moving on. Here's what else you need to know today. NBC News and Reuters say Robert Mueller has enough evidence to charge Michael Flynn and his son as part of the Russia probe. Mueller's team is looking at possible money laundering charges, lying to federal agents, and Flynn's role in a plan to remove an opponent of the Turkish president from the U.S. in exchange for millions of dollars. Bloomberg is reporting that a Russian lawyer said Trump Jr. offered to have an anti-Russian law re-examined if Trump won the election. Quote, looking ahead, if we come to power, we can return to this issue and think what to do about it, Trump Jr. said of the Magnitsky Act, which the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, was lobbying against. Trump Jr. met with Veselnitskaya in June 2016 at Trump Tower with Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner after being promised, quote, information that would incriminate Hillary Clinton. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross retained investments in a shipping company tied to Putin's inner circle. The New York Times, The Daily Beast, and The Washington Post report that Ross and his private equity firm are the biggest shareholders in Navigator Holdings. Navigator's largest client is the Russian energy firm Sibur, which is partly owned by a Russian oligarch and Putin's son-in-law. The revelation comes after the so-called Paradise Papers were leaked to the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung. The trove of more than 13 million documents reveal how some wealthy individuals have used offshore havens to avoid paying taxes. Politico says Paul Manafort's attorney plans to challenge Robert Mueller's authority. Kevin Downing will file pretrial motions that question, quote, the legal basis for and sufficiency of the charges, the suppression of evidence improperly obtained by search warrant, subpoena, or otherwise, end quote. Downing said he may try to prevent Mueller's prosecutors from presenting some of their evidence during the criminal trial. According to the New York Times, Trump told Japan that it can protect itself from North Korea by purchasing U.S. military equipment to shoot down missiles. Quote, the Prime Minister of Japan is going to be purchasing massive amounts of military equipment, as he should, Trump said. North Korea launched a missile over Japan in September. The House Republican tax plan would cause taxes to go up for 28% of Americans by 2027. An analysis by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center found families earning less than $10,000 a year would see a tax cut of about $10. Those making $48,000 to $86,000 a year would get an average tax cut of about $700 next year, while taxpayers in the top 1%, those making more than $733,000 a year, would receive an average cut of $37,000. The New York Times says George Bush called Trump a blowhard who is only interested in feeding his own ego. Meanwhile, CNN says Donna Brazile told ABC's This Week that she has no evidence that the Democratic primary was rigged.
What I said, George, as you well know, after I left this show back on July 24th, I said I would get to the bottom of everything. And that's what I did. And I called Senator Sanders to say, you know, I wanted to make sure there was no rigging in the process. I'm on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. I found no evidence, none whatsoever. The only thing I found, which I said, I found the cancer, but I'm not killing the patient, was this memorandum that prevented the DNC from running its own operation.
And now to the polls. ABC News and The Washington Post say 65% of Americans believe Trump has accomplished not much to little or nothing as president, while 67% don't trust him to act responsibly in handling the situation involving North Korea. And finally, a new CNN poll says 44% of Americans are very concerned about the Trump campaign's contacts with the Russians, up from 27% who said so in July. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.
And we love it when you build cars. If you're a Japanese firm, we love it. Try building your cars in the United States instead of shipping them over. Is that possible to ask? That's not rude. Is that rude? I don't think so.